Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Are you planning a holiday here in Ireland this summer? Well, we know there's a reduction in hotel room stock that would normally be available to accommodate tourists, and that's resulted in higher costs and reduced availability. But does all of that mean that 2023 is going to be a bad year for holidaying at home, or simply that we need to look beyond the usual places that we might go to explore a wealth of hidden gems? Well, Fionn Davenport, travel journalist, is here now to tell us all about this. Hello, Fionn.
Hi.
Very
good morning,
welcome.
Claire.
So, is it a bad year for staycations, holidays at home, or do we just need to be a bit smarter about the whole thing?
There's no getting around it. It's going to be a challenging year, certainly, or a challenging summer. As you mentioned, 30% of all beds outside of the capital under government contract, which obviously means a reduction in the number of overall beds and increase in price of those available beds. Already in what is a hyper-competitive market, because one of the things about tourism in Ireland is that it's not uniform across the entire country. As we all know, the coastlines get favoured over inland and certain destinations get favoured over others. And so these are issues that have to be dealt with. On top of that, when you add, look, the good news, the government's decision to keep the 9% VAT rate until August is good news for the industry, which is still recovering from the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Although ITIC, or the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, look, they said 7 million international tourists came to Ireland last year, which is still 3 million shy of the 10 that we got in 2019. But we're going to get more this year.
They'll take all the beds.
So this is it. That's who we're competing with. We're competing with international tourism that the local industry is desperate to attract. And on top of that, you've got, I mean, there are mitigating factors. I think the continuing war in Ukraine is obviously one. The threat of recession in the UK, which is, you know, 50% of all, or roughly 50% of all visits to Ireland are from the UK. That's obviously going to be another factor. But long and short of it is, this is going to be a busy summer. It's going to be a crowded summer, and it's not going to be an inexpensive summer.
So 30% of beds block booked by the government. Do we have a sort of a map where we can see where the bulk of those beds are taken?
I don't have it. I know that, for example, in Donegal, 50% of all beds are taken by the government. The argument, I think I might have heard it on your very show, it makes a heap of sense if you're a hotelier, is that, look, I'm busy 16 weeks of the year, but all of a sudden under government contract, I'm full 365 days of the year. It's very hard to argue with the economics of it. The overall impact on tourism, though, is not to be ignored, and that is ancillary businesses are going to suffer. However, having said that, and those are kind of the stark facts of the matter, get a little creative. Get, you know, it's not about, and this is not to disrespect the well-trodden seaside destinations that people go to year after year after year. These are going to be busy no matter what. It's about exploring those other parts of Ireland that are, you know, that have plenty to offer and are well worth exploring. But for one reason or another, we don't really get around to them to the same
degree.
I'm going to cover as many as I can, if I can. The other thing I will mention is shoulder. If you can holiday, look, people with kids have to holiday in the kind of high season because when schools are off, and that's just a fact. But if you haven't got kids, or if that's not an issue, shoulder season travel. And that's now, so we're in a shoulder season, or from September, October. As anybody who opens their eyes of a September morning in Ireland knows, we get great weather in September, typically. I mean, obviously.
Or in May.
May. Yeah. So it's about taking advantage of when the kids are back at school, taking advantage of those shoulder seasons. And as I said, about discovering those kind of, I won't say lesser known, but perhaps less discovered places. Mm-hmm. And so I have a list of them.
Go through.
Okay, so start with a funny one. So Ardmore in Waterford, Ardmore is well known. It's got the Cliff Hotel. But it's not as well known as other big seaside destinations. Like, not even Tremor. Like, Tremor is just, like, way better known. But Ardmore, in part, it's because it's smaller. In part, it's because it's off the main road. So you have to go down a kind of a slip road that brings you to the town. I think the establishment of St. Declan's Way. So there's a new pilgrim path that opened up.
I saw it. I was down there.
Oh, you did?
Last year, I think it was. And I
And also,
do you know what I loved about it?
Go on.
Those gorgeous little shops where you have pottery and painting.
Ardmore Pottery is amazing. Yeah. And that, and like, that's a very good example of a local business that thrives because it not only does it produce its own stuff, but it also uses makers from all over Ireland. And it's really high quality. It's right at the edge. You've got St. Declan's Well, St. Declan's Church, the earliest Christian remains in Ireland. And as I said, the start of this pilgrimage way, which is established, I think, maybe 2021. But it's relatively new and relatively unknown. And it's a walking path similar to the Camino de Santiago that leads you to Cashel. Now, you can do it for any reason, whether spiritual, religious, or just because you want to get
walking.
The steps in.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely. But and I think incentives like this are great for the country and for future tourism, because what they do is they allow pop-up cafes and places that all of a sudden are going to service walkers along that route. But start in Ardmore. Ardmore is gorgeous. It's got amazing beaches that only locals know about. And I know a couple of locals who are probably listening going, Fionn, would you ever shut up and stop telling people about it?
Well, you're going to do that with a few places.
Going to do that. So, again, another part of the country that's not as well visited, Cavan Lakes, okay? And, like, honest to God, is that, like, Kerry or Wicklow's lakes? Yes, they get lots of attention. Yeah. And they're very, very beautiful. But, like, 365 lakes in the county.
You're right. And it's Cavan, Leitrim and Sligo, I think, are neglected counties, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And they're stunning.
When it comes to tourism.
All of Leitrim is neglected. And it really, you've got Carrick and Shannon. So Carrick is the access for cruising along the Shannon, and that's busy enough. But the rest of the county, like, you've got, like, say, I know that in the last year, Drumhearney Hideaway opened up, which is these beautiful kind of Scandi style cabin accommodation. I mean, like, honest to God, you went down there for a little holiday, like making s'mores on the open fire. It's really breathtaking. But back in Cavan, you've got Lake Otter, which is part of Killikeen Forest Park, great for woodland walks, boat rentals. So if you're looking for that kind of holiday, you've got the Cavan Adventure Centre is there, so the kids can go and engage with lots of different activities. You've got islands, Castle Island in the middle of Loch Oter, which is really beautiful, and you can kayak, and it's got the remains of an old castle. I mentioned Drumhearney and Leitrim. So Cabu by the Lakes, which opened a few years ago, and all the cool kids go to Cavan because Cabu is really quite something. It's got all these log cabins and lake houses, and they form really great accommodation and very, very popular now. Mm-hmm. Certainly have done well. So Cavan, you mentioned Cavan, Leitrim, Sligo. Absolutely. These are counties worth exploring. Mayo is another county next to, which relatively gets fewer tourists, although Westport and the Greenway.
Very popular.
Very popular. And Achill, obviously, on the back of the Banshees of Inisherin, is going to see a boost in visitor numbers. The Mullet Peninsula, in the northwest corner of Clare. I mean, honest to God, it's so breathtakingly beautiful. And it's just great. And then Clare Island. Okay, so Clare Island is the biggest island, if I'm not mistaken, in Clew Bay. Well, it's kind of on the edge of Clew Bay. Clare Island, people go to Achill and they go to the Aran Islands and go, absolutely. But Clare Island is so beautiful. You get there, you cross over, and you've got Granula's Castle, you've got a Cistercian Abbey. But more than anything, you've got sea cliffs. Clare, Cliffs of Moher, absolutely. The sea cliffs on Clare Island are relatively unpredictable. There's just a little fence and nobody's there.
And what do you do? A day trip or do you stay?
No, you can stay. There's a beautiful lighthouse accommodation. There's a brilliant hostel, an absolutely brilliant hostel on the island. So you can go there for, relatively cheap. Or if you want to have a little romantic getaway, there's this beautiful lighthouse that's been converted into a boutique accommodation. But the island itself... I remember writing about it for the Irish Times a number of years ago, and I went out for the first time and I was blown away by how beautiful it was.
You've got Fermanagh on your list as well.
I do.
Which I think is a good one to mention.
Yeah, so the lakes of Fermanagh, again, is that you've got the wide expanses of Upper and Locker. Did I say Locker?
You did.
Lower Lough Erne are the ones. So it's got, again, lakes full of islands, 154 of them. You can rent boats for the day from Earn Adventures. You can go in Enniskillen, monastic remains on Devonish Island. You can climb the Stairway to Heaven. So the Stairway to Heaven, basically, it's the Cuilce Boardwalk Trail, and it goes, and it's really beautiful and great views on a clear day. Yeah, I think Fermanagh is really, it's all part of the Marble Arch Caves UNESCO Global Geopark, so it's really quite well protected. Stunning views. I mean, really, really, but you kind of want the clear day for
and
it.
I know you mentioned Bray as well, and I was there yesterday on the seafront. We were doing a photograph for the Lions Club and Darkness into Light, and it was just absolutely gorgeous. And someone who was there said, you could be on your holidays. You could be on your holidays.
I had that same feeling yesterday where I was in Dublin and I was looking down the river and I was like, in that, even though it was freezing cold and windy.
Yeah, it was a bit cold. Yeah.
But you're looking on a sunny day and you're going, you could be on your holidays. You could absolutely. I mean, Ireland on a clear day. Ennistymon, County Clare, another great spot. Like, look, Lahinch, Kilkee, Milltown Malbay, these are towns that are well frequented and particularly very popular summer destinations. But Steinman is gorgeous and really nice. It's kind of like those colourful houses. You're on the river. And this is the interesting thing. So Ennistymon is emerging as a food destination. Yes, I know, I know.
Great.
And there are places like Ballydehob in Cork and obviously Kinsale. These are, but Ennistymon has got some really great makers. So you mentioned Ardmore Pottery earlier on, but like the likes of the Cheese Press is really, really good. Great spot there. Market House is great for food. Am I running out of time?
An emerging star. You are. But you know what? Every time you come in, I want to go to every place that you mentioned. Yeah. So that says more about you maybe than the places we're talking about, does
just
it?
Finally, if you are, again, the Midlands. I always think that the oft-ignored Midlands, Glasson and Westmeath.
Yes.
Absolutely well worth
and
going
Leash.
To.
Can everyone go to Leash, please?
I know, Leash.
To the Slieve Bloom Mountains.
Oh, sorry.
Beautiful.
You're absolutely right.
I'm from
right.
Leash. I
know
I have
that.
To include Leash.
I shouldn't disrespect Leash because you're right, the Slieve Blooms
beautiful.
Are great.
Absolutely yeah. fabulous. Mm. Fionn, thank you so much. Fionn Davenport, we'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.